Hi guys, sorry we're a bit late here, but we actually have lives to live and, you know, we got people to take care of and all that. Anyway, in this podcast, we go over all the crap, the round review, trades, and the ladder. And we're also Aussie Merca 1697, so close to the 1700 Holy Grail. And no, I'm not talking about Missy Moo's private parts. He had four players in the last game. He needed one kick out of any one of them, and they just couldn't get it done for him. Check out the podcast, guys. Thank you. Keeps me moving on.
Alright, so anyway, people made moves over the last round. First one was Dazed and Confused dropped the injured Mark O'Connor and picked up Reece Matheson, who's the, what is he called? The Bull or some bullshit?
The Ducking God.
The Ducking, what?
Oh, he got six free kicks, six high tackles in his debut because he kept on ducking.
Selwood Light, hey? Yeah. So he pumped out a 63, so yeah, half a good move there. I don't know where he was on the field. We'll get to that bit shortly. Ponyfish Islanders dropped the highest averaging player of last year again for the 13th time in 2 days to pick up Quinton Narkle. I'm not sure why, but yep, I'm sure that 51 was worth the effort. So probably more than Luke Dunstan scored because he wasn't playing, but whatever. And then the great man, Tom Hickey, made his way into Manic Monkeys team for Sam Simpson, who didn't play. It must have been a loopy loop from the week before or something. Tom Hickey pumped out a massive 92. So it's a handy pickup there by Manic. And probably a better pickup than the week before for Sinclair for Slip. What do you reckon? Hickey or Sinclair going forward?
Hickey.
Yeah.
And I think Simpson's actually injured, no?
Yeah, it must have been a loophole, I think. Howe's been dropped by Merca, and he picked up Nick Holman.
I think he jumped on the big 135 that he got a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, a bit late. So hopefully that he wasn't on the field for Merca. Then, oh no, Buddy dropped by DT87 to pick up Martin Frederick. So what do you think of that?
I'm guessing it must be a long-term hold for Frederick, maybe?
Well, I'm not sure why else you'd get him in, but yeah.
What did Buddy injure?
Everything.
He's just old.
Yeah.
Not a bad pickup.
So, and then Dazed and Confused dropped JJK to pick up Barass.
Loop.
It must have been a loop-de-loop action there.
You got rid of him on the Sunday.
And then you got rid of him and picked up the Ham.
Wait, no, because he got rid of him before the Eagles actually played.
Yes, so there was no loop. I think Dazed and Confused was just a bit dazed and confused. So he picked up Ham, who got a 47. So there's only a few moves made during the round, but not a great deal, but anyway, it's enough of that shit. It's pretty boring when you think about it.
Right, well, that's about the worst review ever.
He's going to cop a fair bit now on that review. That was a shocker.
Alrighty, folks. So we had some coaches scoring exceptionally well this round. We had Stars defeating Disposables 16-30 to 15-02. Aussie Merca almost reached the Holy Grail with a 16-97, absolutely pulverising poor old Slippery Gypsies. Manic Monkeys saw off Geelong Vipers. Dazed and Confused wasn't that confused that Rob could beat him, so DT87 went down. Ponyfish Islanders accounted for Team Awesome, and Legless kicked me. So that wasn't nice by Legless. You liked that, did you?
Was that the joke?
Yeah, that was a joke.
Legless kicked me?
Yeah.
Funny. Good. Respect.
Yeah. Fist pump. Anyway, so what we'll do, we'll do a 3-2-1 that's good and 3-2-1 that's bad for each team. So for Stars, hold that for a minute, you fuckhead. I've got to get the whole fucking team on, mate. What sort of shit you're running? All right, so when you score 16-30, there's plenty of positives. Obviously, I think the plus three has to go to Brandon Ellis. He was freaking awesome. Tim Taranto gets a plus two, and Jax Grimshaw gets a plus three. All 169, 140, and 111. Massive, massive scores to help him crack through the 1600 barrier, and probably should have been the first man past 1700. With the negative threes, you got a... Isaac Heaney 23, a Hamish Hartlett 33, and a Neil Bullen 24. So really, you get 50 out of all of those. You get 50 out of those three, or probably a bit more than that. But
almost 1800.
Heaney should be up around 80. Hartlett should be at least a 70. So you're talking 6400, and Neil Bullen. Let's be generous and give him only a 60, that's a, they're talking about another 130 points. So, yeah, he should have had a massive, massive score. So, anyway, still in all, you can't be unhappy with 16-30. On the other side, plus three for disposable has to go to Aaron Hall with that cheap-ass shitty role he has on the halfback for North Melbourne. Wines finally beginning to get a bit of a ceiling about him. He's 126. And who else gets one vote? Probably James Cousin for 96, coming off the waivers. What do you reckon?
Not bad, considering we couldn't touch the ball.
That's it. Now, I think for the minus three, we might actually just have to give it to the coach here, I think, with some really poor coaching. What can you see there, Jack?
Oh, my word. It's 110 on the bench.
And can you see the emergency on that?
No, he's got it on Tom Green.
So he's looped on a Tom Green instead of playing Jai Simpkin. He's looped on a rookie instead of playing a premium player like Jai Simpkin.
I would have been playing Simpkin over James Cousins anyway.
So there you go. So I think pretty sure the minus three for disposables is the coach this week.
And Gorn.
Gorn a 72 and Josh Battle. Gorn's probably there, but Burton 30 and a Battle 29. Pretty poor, stinky scores. So yeah, minus three for the coach. And then, yeah, some of those players weren't that flash. Now, moving on to the galloping Goliath, that is Ozzie Merka, pumping out a 16.97. Pretty sure we just give the plus three to his midfield. All right, so I'll just run through some scores there, Jack.
Keys, 106. Kerno, 105. Mundy, 101. Gaff, 111. Florent, 100. James Jordan, 91, and Zach Jones, 151.
Fucking unbelievable. You know you're having a bad week when fucking you're playing someone who's fielding Zach Jones and he scores 151. So you won't get that in the next 3 weeks, I don't think. But anyway, unfortunate there for Slippery to run into that one. Stephen May. Now, this would probably hurt a fair bit because poor old Slip had his heart set on getting Stephen May in the draft. And when Stephen May went in the first round, poor old Slip went to water at the draft day, and he almost cried, actually. I think he almost cried, and it actually threw him. He actually did his goo, all right? He's a grown man. You'd hard, find this hard to believe. Shut down his laptop, ripped up his notes, and just sat there and picked random players because someone picked his player in the first round. So Stephen May pumped out a 117, which is more than two of his players combined easily. Yes, that must hurt Slip. If fair bit, I reckon.
Rubbing a bit of salt in the wounds, I reckon.
Fair bit of salt, and they're pretty big wounds too. And good old Jack Darling with a 114. Now, there's someone who's averaging before last week 75, getting a 114. That's got to hurt too. So he's got his whole midfield's a +3, you got a +2 in the back line, and a +1 in the forward line. And we're not even mentioning Grundy because that's just standard.
Lucky to lose by more versus that Gold Coast ruckman.
That's right. So +3 for the Slippery Gypsies. 117 for Drew. A pair of 106s for Lions and Parrish. Is probably the 3-2-1 there. Negative threes. Well, that's pretty stinky in the ruck, isn't it? Hey, he was up and about last week when he scored 110. And now he scored 39.
Wait, who did Sydney versus Gold Coast last week?
Yeah.
So he made a good score against Gold Coast. And then when he versus a half days at Ruckman, goes to shit.
Yes. So there's a minus there. Who else? So, Taylor Duray, 48. And probably, what else have we got?
Jath.
Now, 52. Is that worthy of two first rounders?
No.
Is it worthy of, what, maybe two 13th rounders, if you're lucky?
Maybe.
52 you can get off the waiver easily. So, you know, the poor old coach was asking for too much when the time was ripe to sell, and now it's cost him because now no one's going to offer anything.
Yeah, that's... Who's that? Is that...
Slippery.
Yeah. Did he offer you?
Oh, he offered it to everyone. And he insisted on two first rounders for such a high scorer. And instead of being reasonable and sensible about it all, he's been silly, and now he's stuck with a 52 on his bench every week.
It's just unfortunate, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's all about the art of coaching, isn't it?
Yep.
Moving right along, Geelong Vipers with a 1383. Pretty hard to find +3s there. Jack Zeeble, 100. Seb Ross, 108. And is there a good, decent rookie score that we can pump up for him? Really?
No.
What about we give a plus one to Darcy Tucker for actually getting on the park and playing for the first time?
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
All right, so because poor old... He traded for him. He actually traded to get this guy in. And then kept him as one of his keepers. And he's played one game for a 60.
Yeah.
7 rounds in. What do you reckon of that?
That's just not worth... Surely he had someone better to keep than him. Surely.
Well... We might have a review podcast during the buys, and we'll go through all that. The minuses might be a little easier to find. We've got Cam Stanger with a 31.
They're all just pretty average scores, aren't they?
Yep. Ridley back from injury with a stinky 66. And Will Haywood, who he was trying to flog off for picks. Because he scored 100 one week and he got a 46 the next. Stinky. So we move across to Manic Monkeys, who looped on Will Powers 88, so that's pretty good. So for him, the positives, the +3s, Tim Kelly finally did something at 141. +2, you ever even heard of this guy?
Never.
So, Took Miller made 130, so I suppose that's pretty good for him. Hopefully, he turns out to be a good footballer for Manic. And Crouch actually put up a decent score, so they're these +3s. The negatives. Kmart Dusty, Bootlace Dusty, apparently, according to the latest whatever, is 47. Sean Darcy, after his recent run of good form, has gone back to normal, is 59. And who else are you going to give a negative two there?
Probably Darcy Byrne-Jones.
Yeah, DBJ, 61. But it was good enough to beat Geelong Vipers. Moving right along. Dazed and Confused with a 1470. His positives. Well, not many big scores from the powerhouse midfield this week, so it's very interesting. Hard to give out some really big things. Salem are 103, I think.
Row bottom.
Where's row bottom?
92.
92. Okay, that's a plus two. And does the Bond get one for 104?
Yeah, go on. Pity.
A pity one vote for Bond and Pally. So that's what happens when you set high standards in the midfield that Dazed has. He's not getting pity votes for 104.
Mm.
So who do you reckon is the negatives there?
Probably Ham, Nelson and Schultz. Or no, Jeremy Cameron.
So the high price recruit that he kept, hasn't really delivered so far, old Jeremy Cameron.
Could have been another 12 points.
Could have, but wasn't.
But did he still win? Who won?
Yeah, I still won by a lot.
Could have been an extra 12 points.
Yep.
Bloody umpires.
Bloody umpires. So the plus threes for his opponent, DT87. Wow, look at this. A 124 from Hugh Greenwood and a pair of 118s from Guthrie and Langdon. And so that they'll get the two and Shai Bolton gets the one.
Yeah.
So pretty decent scores there, but he's still, with the lowest score of the round, there should be plenty of options for the negative.
Well, mate, I'm not going to give it to Ethan Hughes, mate. He popped his shoulder out.
No, he didn't.
He did.
That him?
He got subbed off.
No.
He got subbed off.
It was Chapman that got subbed
off. No, he didn't. Chapman played the full game out, mate.
Well, the two of them got injured.
Yes, he's the one who got subbed off.
Oh, well.
But he played more than 10. To be fair, he played more than 10% and got 7-8. He can have one of them.
Well, he can have it for getting injured as well.
Yeah, true. Just don't get injured. It's not that hard.
Who the fuck's Boyd Woodcock? Does anyone even know who Boyd Woodcock is? Who the fuck is he?
We got him in Classic as a rookie last year.
Did we?
Yeah, he didn't play till like later on.
It must have made a memorable performance because I can't. Anyway, so.
And Fogarty. He can have one.
Yeah. Poor old Lord Tomlinson. Injured. So.
Oh my god.
And so the minus one goes to your bench, DT87. Wingard, Rockcliffe, Flynn, Furioni, Neil, Pruce, Harms, Williams. Holy shitballs, Batman. With Lord Tomlinson out, you are struggling. Someone trade with the man. Someone do something to help the man out. He's the reigning premier. Help the man out. All right. Team Awesome. 13-35. No close games this week. It's pretty shit watching for fantasy footy in our league. Balls to the Wall League. Pony, 15-65. So a comfortable win. Ugh. Can we find a 3-2-1 here?
Yeah.
We'll give one to Seedsman. Three to Seedsman.
Two to Big Boy and one to Warple, 124, looped on.
Well, okay.
Never mind. Hold on. Redo.
Redo, right.
Three votes to Warple, 124 in a losing team. That's pretty good. Two to Bashahooli in a winning team, so it's not as impressive.
Yep.
And one to Seedsman.
Right. So if he's got two 124s and 101 and only made 13-35, there should be plenty of negatives in there.
Amon, Stanley, Orazio.
Who are you upset about?
In my classic team, mate. 7 points at half time. That is pathetic. Noons, I'm pretty sure I've gone over three, but who cares? There's just lots of crap scores in here. Blitzarves, did I say Blitzarves? Cox, everyone.
Just shit scores all around, you reckon?
Yeah.
All right, so then the plus 3-2-1 for Pony.
Three to Kelly. Who do you loop on, Key? Oh, two to Shields. And one to Old Man Birchall, why not?
Old Man Birch with a 106. So, yep, good job there. And we got some negatives there.
Oh, Taylor Walker back down to earth with a 38. Goldstein, 57. And Maynard, 57. And Goldstein, 57.
So, all pretty shit scores there. But yeah, good enough to get the job done. And last but not least, AJS Hawker. Who are we giving some points to?
Mitchell.
Leading the
midfield. Oh, no. Pause. Plus 3 votes to Tom Power. Back to back. Tons. That's what I'm talking about. 2 to Mitchell and 1 to Jimp. Jimpy Impy.
All right. And the negatives.
Ben Brown brought him in for 1 week hoping he'll kick a bag. And I don't even think he kicked a handful. Nice set, 49. Shoal, 65. Can I give one to Tilthorpe?
No. He's a legend. Playing his second game. Give the guy a break.
I don't know.
You already given 3-2-1, so right. Fuck up.
Oh, cool.
All right, now on the other side, fucking hell, have a look at this. Traded in fucking all these players because he's so scared of losing to me. He's changed half his team just to make sure he got a win. Pick 3 out of there. Go on.
Jesus. I'm just going to give a bunch of half votes. Clark, McRae, Bose, Short, Daniel, Whitfield, Hill, Zorko.
So basically, yeah. Basically the defence gets a 3, the midfield gets a 2, and
the forward line gets a 1. The
forward line's fucked. And the
ruck gets a 0.
So there you go. So, yeah, that's the round review. That's it. That's all we got for this week.
Alrighty, folks. So now we've got the ladder. On top, Ponyfish Islanders with 6 wins, 1 loss, and over 10,500 points scored.
600.
I can read. And then Stars with 5-2, 44 points behind Pony on top. Disposables, 4 wins, 2 losses, 1 draw, tied with Aussie Merker. But Disposables winning by 300 points on the points 4. Days to Confused, 4 wins, 3 losses, and more points 4 than Aussie Merker. So, a bit of tension there. DG87, 4 wins, 3 losses, and 10,430 points for. Slippery Gypsies, same 4-3 with just over, I don't even know what that, what is that? 10,141. Manic Monkeys, 3 wins, 4 losses, and that is pretty stinky. 9,883 points for. Legless with the 6th or 7th most points for, but just can't seem to get the wins. That's 7. Can you go back, please? Jesus. But just can't seem to get the job done. 2 wins, 5 losses. Geelong Vipers, 2 wins, 5 losses, and 9,848 points for. Team Awesome, 2 wins, 5 losses. 9,741. And AJS Hawker holding up the bottom with 1 win, 6 losses, 9,360 points for. Just watch out this round. We've got Battle of the Beasts down the bottom here. Team Awesome versus AJS Hawker. That's one to look out for. That's the ladder, guys. Do we have anything else?
No. No.
That's it for the podcast, guys. Jack Sutton out. See you guys next time. Peace.